The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, we thank you, Lord. We honor you. We exalt you, Lord, for this evening. We thank you, Father, for a gathering as this, Lord. We are gathered not unto anyone's name, but unto you. Father, we ask you, God, that you take charge, Lord, take control. Have your own way, have your own will, Lord. Tonight, we hear, Lord, for you. We ask that your Spirit, O God, will help us, Lord, and to be in tune with you. Father, lead us. Order our mouths, order our lips, speak through us, Lord. And Father, Lord, at the end of the day, be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 This evening, tonight, we are welcome to prayer service. Tonight, I want us to, we're going to deal with, it's a long passage, but we're going to deal with Eros. We are going to deal with errors that prevent us from prevent or hinder us from our destiny. Amen.
Amen.
I want us to look at a passage, a story in 1 Kings chapter 13. 1 Kings chapter 13. It goes up to the whole 13. It goes up to the 34 or so. But we are not going to read all because of our time. We'll be jumping when you get home. You can read it. And so I will try and paraphrase some of them for us to move faster. So I read from verse 1 to 4. Yes, and I'll be jumping across. So, and behold, a man of God went from Judah to Bethel by the word of the Lord. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. Then he cried out against. If the Bible is yours, I want you to underline the word of the Lord.
So, signs that.
The word of the Lord. My emphasis on the word of the Lord. And he cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus says the Lord, behold, a child, Josiah by name, shall be born to the house of David, and on he shall sacrifice the priests of the high places who burn incense on you, and the man's bones shall be burned on you. Then he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Surely the altar shall be split apart, and the ashes on it shall be poured out. Let me jump to. So after what he has said, I'm paraphrasing it. After what he told the king Jeroboam, the Bible said that Jeroboam, the king, stretched his hand against him. To cause him to be arrested. But when he stretched his hands withered. And he prayed that the prophet should pray for God's favor to release his hands. And the prophet prayed, and his hand that was withered returned back to its normalcy. He asked for the favor of the Lord. So he believed that the prophet had favor from the Lord. Because the prophet didn't command his hand to be withered. Because he stretched his hand against the prophet, his hand withered. Which was from the Lord. It tells you that the man of God, the prophet of God, came with the instructions of the Lord. So he was in the will of God and he was walking in the will of God. After he had performed whatever he and declared what God had instructed him to do, the king invited him to come and have dinner, have bread, have water with him. But when he was leaving Judah to Bethel, the Lord had instructed him that when you go, don't drink, don't eat, don't take anything from the place. As you are going, come back on a different route.
Now, if you do the airport, Bethlehem, and you can say, oh, I'm a woman, so I'm a onidi. Now, or do on swa or sign a chair on Fakwa and Fofroso.
So the king, even so, the king's request came as a temptation to him. But he was able to resist the king's temptation. And he went further to even tell the king the instructions that the Lord has given to him concerning his coming to Bethel. And from history, everybody knew Bethel as the place of the Lord. And we knew that is where Jacob had the dream and he anointed the place. And we all know that the priesthood of the Lord is in Bethel. So from Eli to Samuel, that place has been the Lord's temple. So when the king had tried to desecrate the place with fetish and other idols, the Lord's anger burned against the king. But that is not my point tonight. After he had obeyed the Lord and he was going back to where to Judah, he came from a different route. And he was supposed to walk back with a different route. So as he set from going, obeying the Lord's instruction, I said in verse 13, some the sons of there was an old prophet in the land. There was an old prophet in the land of Judah. But because though he was on the land, God was not ministering to him again. And God, there was sin in the land. But this prophet, as his sons told him of what had happened, he said, he asked them to give him a donkey so he would chase the prophet.
Yeah,
so he chased the prophet and he met the prophet sitting under an oak tree. And he said, I read from verse 15. And he said, I am. For he said to him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I cannot return with you, nor go with you. Neither can I eat bread or drink with you in this place. For I have been told by the word of the Lord, you shall not eat bread or drink or water or return by going the way you came. And he said to him, I too am a prophet as you are. And an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord. And an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with you to your house, that you may eat bread and drink water. But he was lying.
But
so we see the difference in the scenarios here. The prophet who had been sent by the Lord, he said, I have been sent by the Lord. So, and I am walking by the word of God. When the old prophet came, he said, I have been spoken to by an angel. By the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord spoken by an angel. And God speaking to you. Which of them carries weight? Which of them are you supposed to obey? But because he introduced himself as an old prophet, and he said, I have been spoken to by an angel, by the word of the Lord. This prophet did not inquire of the Lord again. And he followed this old prophet to go and drink. To go and drink and eat. But whilst he was drinking, and the food was in his mouth, the word of the Lord came unto that old prophet, saying, because you have disobeyed me, you will not return to where your brothers are. You will not return to where
you are.
But you will die before you get there. The same person who said, the angel of the Lord told me, that same person is now prophesying the word of the Lord that you will not get there. We see that this is the, we are in a time, in a dispensation that if you are not careful, you fall into an error that you did not expect to fall into. And many in these times have fallen into many of these errors. Errors in marriages. Errors in education. Errors in even professional careers. Errors in many things. And it has delayed the people's lives. It has caused havoc in the lives of people. When God is speaking to you that this is what I want to do, your eyes is also telling that this is what looks beautiful for me to follow. The most sorrowful thing about this whole story, that after he had finished eating, the old prophet gave him his donkey. That the donkey would take him away. On the way, a lion got him and just slaughtered him. But the lion did not even eat the flesh. And people were coming and passing by. That who is this man that is there? The lion stood by the body. I said, "What lion?" And they went and told the old prophet. And he told them that this is the prophet who had disobeyed the word of the Lord. Nipa na man ge boni no. Onu wa se chano. Eka se we ni. His disobedience. I pray that none will fall into this kind of traps. That nobody will find himself in this situation. So he himself went and took the body. First he went and took a human being. Now he went and took a corpse and came to bury him. Amen.
Amen.
This is an error as a Christian. It is an error that we should not fall ourselves into. Because if the Lord's word did not come twice, what the Lord has said, he stands by it and ensures that his word comes to pass. So if we are looking at having another manifestation or trying to see another thing and say, oh, what God said in A now, because the times have changed, God is now changing his word. I tell you that God's word does not change. Do not fall into error of man. Do not fall into error of man. God's word is his word. What he says he will do, he will do. What he says will come to pass, it will come to pass. Do not fall to the error of man. Don't be deceived by the gift that you see now. Don't be deceived by the giftings, the things that you are seeing now. I was talking to one of the young ladies who had come for her service in the office. And when they are standing, because our office is by the road, when they see this luxurious cars pass and say, whoa, me too, when do I see sound? And they say, oh, when?
Oh, that bang, that bang.
And I looked at them and I said, hey, you just finished the university. You are not even working. You are in your national service. Someone is driving his Range Rover passing and you are asking when. Someone is in Mercedes Benz and you are asking when. You are not thinking of that. When you finish this national service, whether you are going to get a job. You are here admiring and telling yourself when. When? And when I asked you when was the last time you went to church, you tell me that your mother did not go to church, so you also didn't go to church. It is an error. It is an error. It is an error. It is an error. The things of the world should not push us into seeing and to believing what the things that do not last. The blessings of God are without blemish. They are without sorrow. They are without cry. So whatever that pushes you is being so beautiful that you are looking at it and making you taste for that thing. Know for one thing that that thing will lead you out of God's life. It will take you out of God's way. It will take you out of God's way. It will not lead you into God's promised land. Any voice that is speaking to you from your friends, any voice that is speaking to you from your old mate, any voice of error that is speaking into you, tonight we go to pray that this year 2024 is this year. In this carous month, God's word will be real to us. It is not the word of people that we want to hear, people that we want to see. Now you see people who have prospered on time this. How do you call them? Motivational speakers. Sometimes you see this. Some of these ladies, they are not even motivational speakers. But when they talk to you and they are this on TV programs and they ask them, oh, how did you make it? And the first statement is, it has been God from day one. It has been God from day one. It has been God from day one. So when you are pushing cocaine to go, it has been God from day one. When you are prostituting yourself, it has been God from day one. When you are doing sakawa, you tell me it is God from day one. It has been God from day one. And we all know that it has not been God from day one. There are many of them who have appeared on TV, a lot of TV interviews, and people have believed them that it was God from day one. Until they got arrested, and some are not even in the country. They are still in prisons out there. And when I remember the first, I mean, I didn't even watch it, but I saw the
the excerpt on the net say it has been God from the one. God will not cause you to be arrested in someone's country. It has not been God from day one. Let's leave God out. And point to the boy that spoke to you to involve yourself in that thing. Amen.
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 Because the mercies and the grace of God comes to fulfill his word. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what the situation is. Sometimes you have voices that speak to you. You have people that come and sometimes we go for consultations and we go for people to talk to us and they give us philosophical teachings. May God have mercy on us. If this prophet of God had listened to only God, he would have come back alive. And for me, what was even so wondering, what kept me wondering that this old prophet knew better than this young prophet. This old prophet knew better. He had served God. He has been a prophet for so many years before God. What at all should this old prophet, what at all that did he want that he has to go and lie to this prophet for him to bring him back and to disobey God? I kept wondering, was it because he wasn't the one that God used to go and speak to the king? What was his reason for doing that? This is someone who had known God, someone serving God. That's why he's called an old prophet. So that means even the deception will not even come from unbelievers. The deception comes from the church. The deception comes from the people that we know. And we know they are Christians and they are filled with the word of God. Those are the people the deceptions come from. May God help us to always open our ears and to hear his voice. Amen.
Amen.
That when we can hear the voice of God, we'll be able to do the right thing with God. And whatever that you are going to, someone is talking, correlate it, link it to the word of God, and find out whether it is truth. Amen.
Amen.
I pray that tonight the voice of God will speak to us.
And
we're going to pray. We are going to pray that God should help us. The Lord should help us. The Lord should deliver us from these errors. Every error that we are falling into. I tell you, people have fallen into errors that have taken years and they are still coming out and they have not come out of it. I know a sister that got into an error with marriage. The day she married, just about a week after the marriage, she got to know that that was the wrong man. And because it was marriage, she had to keep quiet and just sit there. And she found out that the man had already been married and has a kid. But he didn't know. She never knew. After some time, the man, when she was pregnant, the man packed his things and moved out of the house. Take the room. It's when the rent is up. When the rent is due, you either pay the landlord or find somewhere to go and stay. I'm telling you.
And
the whole system, this woman, how many years now? It's about 21 years now or so. This woman has just been suffering from one place to the other. Her whole life has messed up because of what? One wrong marriage. Amen.
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 May God deliver us. May God deliver us. May God deliver us. Begin to pray. Just pray. Just pray in tongues. If you can pray in tongues, pray in tongues. If you can't pray in tongues, just speak to God. Just speak to God. If you can pray in tongues, fine. If you cannot, just speak to God. Just speak to God. Marco Tereba Sanda Kayaba and Dayaba. E Katayababa Sondo Kotorebaba Dapa Yabadape. In the Katayababa Dapa and Dayababa Dapa. In the Badapa Yapa, it's Saturday Babadapa. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
One woman came to me in the house. She was crying. I know her. I know she sells around. I said, "Woman, mom, what is it? What is your issue?"
Mommy, so besides, mommy, then you.
No, she went for this loan to do her business.
But Jessica,
she doesn't know what the issue is. She realized that she's paying the loan, and she's paying the loan, and she's paying the loan. But yes, she's still paying the loan. It's like she's working for the company. Her business is still going down and keeps going down. And she has lost everything. I said, no, this, you shouldn't have taken this loan, because, and I give it, if you have saved this amount of money for this 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that is how much we are going to get. And she looked at me and said, I didn't know. She had fallen into the error, and she is suffering for the error that she should have gotten. But we go to pray that my Father in heaven, deliver me, from every error, every satanic error, every human error, every satanic error, every human error, every evil error, every plan error of the enemy. Father, deliver me. Father, deliver me. Lord, deliver me. Begin
begin to pray now. Yes, oh Lord. Yes, be with it. God, pray for them. Yes, yes, oh Lord. Yes, oh Lord. My God, oh God, yes, oh Lord. Deliver, Lord, deliver, Lord, deliver. Yes, oh Lord. My first, Lord, deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord, from every error, 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 every human error, every satanic error, every evil error, every error of the enemy. Father, deliver me. My Father, deliver me. Deliver me, Lord. 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 God, I am a bad apple. Yes, I am a bad apple.
Yes, I am a bad apple. Yes, I am a bad apple. Yes, I am a bad apple.
Lord, deliver me. Deliver me, O Lord. Deliver me, O Lord. Deliver me, O Lord. Deliver me, O Lord. Deliver me. Lord, deliver me. Every error. Every error. Error,
In Jesus' name. We're still going to pray. Whilst we were praying, then the Lord reminded me of a business venture error that we went into some time back.
I said, God,
this was an error. It was a big error. Myself, Pastor Roger, and we lost everything. We lost everything. So this is a business error.
Business error.
We're going to pray. That any evil voice, every evil voice of error that is speaking to us, as we clap our hands, we are going to cast those is down. Every evil voice. No, some people, they will come and talk to you, and they will go, and they will give you time to think, and they will come again. Like how the devil reacts. He will come and talk to you. He will go back. If you don't answer, they will go back. They will go around and come back another time and come and talk to you. They will be giving you lightweight pressure. After some time, they start giving you middle weight, and they will put heavy weight. And before you realize, so I'm giving it to them. Then whilst you give it to them, they realize that hot. It was the biggest mistake that you have ever done.
My Father in heaven.
Any voice of error. Every human voice of error.
Every satanic voice of error.
Speaking to me. As I clap my hands. I cast that voice down. I cast that voice down. Begin to pray now. Begin to pray. Yes, so God. Every satanic voice of error. That is speaking to us. Yes, so God.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
We still pray. Say, ignorance that breeds errors. Ignorance that you don't know the thing. You don't know. And you realize that some people will be talking to you, some voices will be talking to you. So you can't even know that whether it is the voice of God. Or it is the voice of the enemy. But when you read Proverbs 3, it says, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall make your path straight. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, and he shall make your path straight. Personal errors from ignorance. The prophet sent by God listened to the old prophet. Instead of violating the scripture. Amen.
Amen.
To him, he is an old prophet. He is a prophet like him. And he can also hear from God. We are going to pray that we are going to block our ears from listening to those wrong voices. We are going to block our ears from listening to those wrong voices. Wrong people who come into our lives. People who come to darken our destinies. They come to make your destinies lengthier. Five years, 6 years, 7 years, you have still not gotten to where God has asked you his destiny to be. Because you are listening to someone's voice. Sometimes we get into businesses, and sometimes I was also for Roger Rebecca, they are co business, they need more. They find a becca and necessary fire in a GD. So say na year on my calculation ye nyanji you say we scabe ba oh scare ye ah yeah they train him 6 months 1 year ah oh yeah yeah
you don't know much about the business but you're looking at the profit
yeah anybody I'm sure I train 1 year 2 years no you won't say ya boka I want abro so you say ya body ne crank beton kra e dey akoshim you won't say that do the business dey nimu and so ni ya boka man abro so what am I say ignorance. But it doesn't mean the word. Being ignored doesn't mean they say that you cannot fall into error. You will fall into it. I block my ears. I block my ears. My Father in heaven. My Father in heaven. Do not let my ignorance fall into error. Begin to pray now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord God. My Father in heaven. Yes, Lord.
Those wrong ones.
Yes, so Lord, in the name of Jesus, amen. The man of God went to Bethel by the word of the Lord. Because God had instructed him. When the old prophet also came,
said,
an angel of the Lord. So, no, I'm sure he knew that when he says, the Lord had told me, it is too dangerous for him. So, he rather used the angel. God can just strike him dead. So when he says, an angel came to me with the word of the Lord. And that is a very smart way to be able to get. We're going to pray that we'll be able to identify voices. We will know the wrong, we will know the right path from the wrong path. We will be able to know God's ways from other ways. We will know what God intends for our lives than what God does not intend for our lives. Amen.
Amen.
My Father in heaven, help me to identify your voice from errors, from errors, from errors. Begin to pray now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, so God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, help me to identify, Lord. 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 Help me to identify,
oh God, help me, God, help me. Palanda basha,
esa kada ya babada basha,
ayana na na
kada ya babada basha, so ayana babada lembele, yes, kada ya babada basha, kada ya babada basha, kada ya babada basha, kada ya errors from my life. Lord, yes, Lord. Voices I will lead me to error. Voices I will speak to error. Yes, to God. In the name of Jesus. 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 Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We're going to take our last prayer. That we were able to stick to the voice of God and be obedient to Him no matter what. No matter what the situation is, no matter how difficult it is, the Lord should give us the grace to stick to be obedient to His word. Amen.
Amen.
Because when I read the story, I was sad. I became sad. Because at the end of the day,
that's it.
When the lion had killed the prophet, and the people were asking, who is this man? Who is this man? It is the old prophet who told them, this is the prophet that had disobeyed the voice of the Lord. This is the prophet that had disobeyed the voice of the Lord. He was dead. He was dead.
Oh yeah.
But it was an embarrassment to him. Someone, a true prophet who had been sent by God, who came with the word of God. And when he was dead, the fact that he is dead and he died didn't mean that what the word he came was wrong. No. In the latter verses, verse 30 or verse 29, the old prophet told his sons that whatever the prophet said will surely come to pass. Let me get the scripture. Let me get this. Say, whatever the prophet has said, everything will come to pass. Everything will come to pass. Everything will come to pass. Irrespective of the fact that he is dead, everything will come to pass. Amen.
Amen.
I think I was trying to get it, but it's in the latter verses. Say, everything. So even after the prophet was dead, in his death, the word of God still stands true. The prophet said, make a check, Mumbai, Mimba, Winti, a big boom. You understand? So it causes us all to be obedient to God and obedient to the record, irrespective of the issue. We respect your podcast about
it.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven. Help me.
Help me. To stay obedient to your word.
To stay obedient to your word.
Irrespective of the circumstances.
Irrespective of the
circumstances. No matter the circumstances.
No matter the circumstances.
No matter the situation.
No matter the
situation. Father, help me.
Father, help
me. To be obedient to your word. To be obedient to your word. Begin to pray now. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Yes, oh God. Yes, Lord. Yes, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father, help me, oh God. Help me to be obedient to your word, oh Lord. Help me to obedient to your word, oh Lord. Yes, oh God. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord. Yes, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for delivering us, O Lord, out of errors. Thank the Lord for delivering us, O Lord, out of human will, out of human self. Yes, O God. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Yes, O God. Father, thank the Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Father, we bless your name, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We give you the glory. Father, we give you the praise, Lord. We give you the adoration, yes, Lord. Father, we give you all the glory. Father, we are thankful unto you. We are thankful unto you, Lord. We are thankful unto you, Lord. We are thankful unto you. Father, we are thankful unto you. Father, yes, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us not to fall into error. Help us, Lord. Father, deliver us, O God, from errors, O Lord. From voices that lead us into errors, O God. From voices, O God, that pushes us into errors, Lord. Father, deliver us. Lord, deliver us, O God, that we will only obey your voice, O God. We will only obey your word, O God. That is true. That stands no matter the situation, O Lord. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that your will be perfected in our lives. Father, we thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 So I think the verse 32, what I was talking about, it was in first is the 13, 32. Yes, after he had mourned the prophet, he told them that he told his sons, whatever for the message he declared by the word of the Lord against the altar in Bethel, and against all the shrines on the high places in the towns of Samaria will certainly come true. This is the word of God. Say, will certainly come true. It will certainly come true. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Oh.